How you doing, everybody? It is your guy, Taz the Angel, and we back. We are back with another episode of Car Talk with Taz the Angel. Good conversation you can ride to, you feel me? So before we get into the message, of course, we gotta thank our sponsor, Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass, where they are a full-service windshield repair service. They make home calls and house calls with the proper scheduling. And you can do that scheduling by texting preferred 940-539-5912. The reason why they prefer text messages is because it's better for traceability, being able to keep up with everyone's names, addresses, because someone may want a repair done while they're on lunch at work. Another person might want theirs done at home. So we need to know, you know, the different addresses and all that. They need to know those things. So when they do that, again, it's easier to trace things and easier to have things in order through text message. So again, that is 940-539-5912. Now, they repair windshield chips and cracks. The cracks are preferred to be 6 inches or less in length. In a bit of transparency, I'm gonna need y'all to bear with me. Dealing with some wisdom tooth pain, but I cannot allow that to stop me. So I could just try to, you know, muscle through it and like use mental toughness, but I wanna be honest with you guys. I'm not a robot. I'm a warrior, but not a robot. So, they prefer that the cracks be 6 inches or less in length, because anything that exceeds that, when they start the repair process, that's what I'm looking for, when they start the repair process, it could actually get worse. If the crack, the longer the crack is more likely that it could spread further during the repair process. So again, they prefer that to be 6 inches or less in length. And again, that is Lone Star Platinum Auto Glass. That is for the Gainesville, Texas, Denton, Texas, Lindsay, Thackerville, Oklahoma, Marietta, Oklahoma, Ardmore, Oklahoma. It's within that Texoma. That's what it's called. The Texoma area. That's the area that they are in. So if you're within that area and you need a windshield repair done, again, give them a text at 940-539-5912. Now, what I would like to talk to you guys about today, and I'm going to tell you something that you do, but it's most of the time unintentional. Most people, and this is what it is, I'm going to tell you, stop pulling from darkness. Stop being motivated or powered or empowered by darkness. What does that mean, Taz? I'm so glad you asked. What that means is, I give you the example, one of the most popular examples. I hear this in sermons and everything. Pastors are even talking. Some of these pastors have even spoken about this. Haters. Now, I did a video that I posted on like TikTok and, you know, in my different social medias. Now, I'm going to say this is mine. On my TikTok, my Facebook, and my Instagram. On all of those, I shared this video where I was talking about, I don't want to hear anything about haters anymore, right? But I want to elaborate that on that a bit further here. So what I said was, I don't want to hear anything about haters after today. And the reason why I said that is because if we are believers, which we are, because that's what this environment is for. So if you're not, I don't know why you're still here. Maybe you're looking to become a believer, and for that, I thank you for your time and effort. If that is not the case, God be with you. And I hope that you find something valuable here that could show you why the correct choice is Christ. So, well, if we're a believer, and the Bible tells us that we battle not with flesh and blood, but the powers and the principalities, you know, the spiritual principalities, that is. If that's the case, then why are we talking about human haters? Why are we talking about that? Why are we talking about a person when we are told seek ye first the kingdom? The focus is off. And that's why the vision is off. There was a, I'm going to say this real quick. There was an exercise that I became aware of, and I would like for you to do this. Look around your room and look for everything you can that's blue. As many things as you can. Take about 15 seconds, you know, 10, 15 seconds, nothing crazy, but just look around the room and document in your mind all of the things that you see that are blue. Make sure you don't forget them, okay? Now, make sure you have them in your mind. I'm going to ask you something. How many items in your room were purple? How many items in your room were red? You don't know. The reason why you don't know is because you weren't looking for them. Because now as you look around, you probably see some stuff that's red now. Maybe even purple. I know that's not so common of a color, but you probably see one or two things that could fit in that category, right? It's because your vision expanded. See, when you focused only on blue, you noticed things around you, but you didn't pay attention to them. And too many times we notice blessings, but we don't pay attention to them because we're looking at the thing we don't like. We notice the 50 comments under a post that says, thank you so much. I appreciate you for making this. I appreciate you for posting this. This song is beautiful. Whatever you hear in the comments that's good for you. But then that one thing, somebody said, oh man, this is trash. That's the one that gets the focus. That is what I mean when I say stop pulling from darkness. If that was enough to incite change in your behavior, change in your demeanor, which means your feelings, how you're feeling, how you're moving around. If it can change those things, it has influence. I want to say control, but at the bare minimum, it at least has influence. Has to. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to cause a change, right? So, we don't want to pull from darkness. We don't want to talk about haters. Let me break this down even further for you. The reason why this is a thing you don't want to do, you don't even want to talk about them. What is a hater? A hater, in truth, is not someone who says something bad about what you did. What a hater actually is someone who can see something that is good, that is honest, that is sincere. They can see something that possesses all of those things, but search for the negative side to discuss and focus on and embellish even, right? That's what a hater truly is. So in short, a hater hates. And if we're paying attention to our haters and we're doing things to prove them wrong, because we don't want our haters to be correct about us. So if we're doing things to prove them wrong, then that means our behavior is impacted by hate, influenced and charged by hate. I'll give you an example. Michael Jordan. Arguably the best basketball player to ever play in the NBA, right? In his Hall of Fame speech, it's well known that one of the first things he talked about was one of the reporters who didn't talk good about him years and years ago when he was playing. Yeah, you remember you said this about me and you said that about me, look at me now. And of course, that's, you know, that's not his actual words. That's a sentiment. What about all the people who are saying you're the best? Where's the attention for them? So guys, look, if you're not willing to think, leave now, because this is about to get, when I say it's time for us to become students, I meant that. Okay, it's time for us to sit down and intake information and then apply it into our lives. That's what it's time for. So this is what you're going to get here. If you don't want that, that's completely fine. I understand. Please exit now. I love you. And when you're ready, it'll still be here. But that's what has to happen now. Okay? If you're being motivated and if you're looking at the people who doubted you and you're motivated by proving them wrong, then that means you're being powered by darkness, right? That means you're being motivated by it. Now, why is this not a good source? Because when whatever we fill ourselves with, whatever we consume, that is what we release. If you eat a salad, what do you release? If you eat a pizza, what do you release? So this is not just a natural concept, okay? By your stripes I am healed. In Jesus' name I thank you. Amen. So, we don't want to focus on that. And I tell you another way people pull from darkness. By constantly talking about things that they don't like or that they don't want to happen. Man, I just don't want to go over here because this could happen. I don't want to do this because that could. Man, I just wish this would. Man, I wish this would. If you only look at or only look for the things that you don't like, that's what you will see. Again, how many things are blue? How many things in the room are red? What are you looking for? Okay, so it's about your sight, your vision. What are you focusing on? This is a choice that we have to make. We have to choose to not sit and talk about the things that we don't like. We have to choose to not sit and talk about the things we don't want to happen. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because that writes the mind's algorithms. They told us years ago that that computers are modeled after the brain. That didn't stop back then. So what are algorithms? When you on YouTube or any social media, when you like a certain type of content, they say, oh, you like that? Well, I'll send you some more. And that's how our minds work. So if we sit and talk about things that we don't like, guess what? Our mind is going to say, oh, you like that? Well, let me give you some more things that you don't like to think about. And just like our phones, when you close an app or when you are on an app and you just hit the home button, that's like having a conversation or a stream of thought and then just dropping it, right? But what does that do? What does that app do? Does it stop? Does it close? No, it runs in the background. Subconscious. All of this stuff, they told us that it comes from my mind, okay? I'm not saying nothing groundbreaking or brand new. This didn't come from me. I'm just saying what's already real. You feel what I'm saying? So you have to rewrite your mind's algorithms. I'll tell you how I did it. The way I did it was consuming a lot of light, of God's light. Now, when I say God's light, I mean his sermons, like hearing his word, listening to worship music, even dancing, you know, watching The Chosen over and over. I'm excited that season 4 is out now. So things like that, consuming things that would only things that would bring me closer to God. Cut out rap, cut out all those things. And because I had to flood my mind with new algorithms. So, because if I just sprinkled them in, then it's like when you like that one post that say, if you like this post, you'll go to heaven. You like that one post, you might see another one in a week or two. You feel what I'm saying? Because you slightly interact with that kind of media every now and then. So you'll kind of see it every now and then. But if you consume, and that's all you intake, then that's all you'll release. So what I did, again, this is what I did. I'm not telling you how you rewrite your mind's algorithms. I'm telling you how I rewrote mine and how I continue to do so. You know, it's not just like these phones, you got to continue to update. You feel what I'm saying? So when we're doing these things, when we're continuing to focus, we'll start to see the changes in our behavior, right? But it has to be intentional. Because when we choose to talk about the things that we do want to happen, like instead of looking at a situation and saying, I just wish this would be so different. I wish this was like this. I wish they never would have moved away. I wish they never, you know, instead of doing that, God, I say things like, God, I can't wait to see how you turn this around for my favor. You know, I can't wait to see how you work this out for my good. You feel what I'm saying? Because if the Bible tells us that all things work for the good of those who love the Lord, then as long as we love God, everything will work out for our advantage. We just have to ask him how. But we have to ask him out loud. We have to say it out loud. By your stripes I am healed. We have to say it out loud. By your stripes I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. We have to say it out loud. Just want to be transparent, because I'm not finna act like I'm Superman no more. Like I'm not finna act like I'm impervious to pain. No, you finna see me push through the pain. That's what it's about. I can't tell you to push through pain if I don't show you when I have some. I don't know why I went that way, but I mean it. So we have to rewrite the mind's algorithms, guys. We have to rewire how we think. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we have to renew the mind. We can't renew the mind by watching the same TV shows where everybody cursing, cussing, screaming, fighting, slapping, slashing, guts all over the place, gore. We can't do that. I'm telling you, we can't. They don't go together. I'll explain it to you. Whenever you watch a movie or TV show that has all those things, before it comes up, it'll tell you TV-14, TV, but they'll give you the rating, right? Let me explain to you what that is. That's a menu. Hear me. That's a menu. So when it says strong language, strong violence, brief nudity, when it says all those things, gore, mature audiences only, when it's saying all those things, that's a menu. It's saying this is what we're going to serve you. But don't trip, because you're going to like how it's presented. And the presentation is the show or the movie. But that's just, but though that presentation is based on these ingredients on this menu. You know what I'm saying? It's based on this menu right here. This is what you finna eat. These are the ingredients that make this meal. Strong violence, strong language, nudity, all this stuff. So when you look at it like that, because again, what you consume, you release. You understand? The things that we watch, the things that we listen, those are the things that we speak. The Bible says something like, the mouth speaks from the abundance of the heart. Something along those lines, right? What comes out has already been stored. We had to consume it first. So we have to be intentional with what we consume. When it gives us the menu that says strong violence, strong language. I was like, get out of there. That's not a healthy meal. Because, I mean, it's like this. If your vehicle requires Supreme gas, 93. I'm sorry, premium, 93. If you put the mid-grade, matter of fact, let's go straight. If you put unleaded in there, fill that tank, wait till it get all the way down to where it say low fuel, it got the light blinking in there. They don't give you no mile range. It just say low. Let your gas get all the way down there. You take 93 gas in your car, let it get all the way down there and go to somewhere and put that regular unleaded in there. Fill it all the way up to the top and see how well it runs. But it's still gas though, guys. It's not the right one. Bring that back to what I was just talking about. It's just TV. It's just movies. It's not the right one. I'm gonna tell you something you might not have heard, you might not hear again. Did you realize that I'll just to cover myself, I'll say almost all sins are perverting something that's okay. What do I mean by that? Sex is not a sin. Fornication is a sin. Sex outside of marriage. Sex is supposed to be done within the confines of marriage. So if it's done any other way, that's when we have the sin. But there's a way to do it correctly, right? So that's what sin is. It's something that is supposed to be okay, but it's being perverted. It's being warped. And that's where the sin comes in. Now, what warps it is different for each person. Maybe it's because they're battling with pride and they believe that they're above it. Maybe they have low self-esteem issues because they don't believe what the Bible tells them God believes about them. Or they don't believe that God loved him enough to sacrifice his son, only son, man. Think about that. Seriously. Think about that. If you're a parent, you know that you don't have anyone on this planet, 9 times out of 10, that you would let that life leave for willingly. There's nobody else. There's nobody here that you would say, okay, I'll let, it don't matter if it's for all of us. That's how much he loves you. You. Just you. Now, of course, all of us. But it's also as personal as just you. That's why he did it. And when we believe that, how could a person at work not liking me when they don't know nothing about me shake me? You understand? How can the person who asks me, why do I dress like this, or why do I speak this way? Why do I like the things that I like? How could those people hurt me? I am of a royal priesthood. There's a difference between understanding what words mean and realizing the meaning of the words. Because we can read a sentence and we know what the sentence is conveying to us. But it's different when we realize the depth of the truth within the words. And that's when it becomes a personal relationship. And I'll tell you how to do it. You ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the peace that he leaves for us. because he said, peace I leave to you. But he said, my peace I give. For this peace that's beyond all understanding, you have to come and get that one from me. It comes with the Holy Spirit. Because he gives us a spirit of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. That's peace. Not being shaken. Just because someone questions why you do what you do. Why don't you do things like everyone else? When they question you, that doesn't mean you reevaluate what you do. Unless there's a problem being presented and it's legitimate, then sure, we'll take improvement all day, every day. But that's what it is. Nothing else has weight. If it's not something geared towards improvement or benefits in any way, if it's just something negative, We're not going to pull from that. And y'all, if you've been here on this page for a while, you know I don't like repeating myself. So for me to say that 3 times in a row, message. Message. All right? Stop pulling from darkness. After today, I don't want to hear nothing about no haters. Because it's about what's fueling that hater. Who is fueling that hater? That's who we take the fight to. The principalities, the spiritual powers, the kingdoms of this world. That's who we take the fight to. And see, so many times, for some reason, I don't talk about Christians because that's his own thing. Like I said, I'm a believer. A lot of times, believers are like the ones least likely to believe the Bible. They don't believe in aliens, but you believe in angels? But what do you think an angel is? An angel is a creature that came from the stars, okay? Outer space. Came down and communicated with humans and yerp, get back up out of here. That's an extraterrestrial, okay? We need to start making these connections. Like immediately. The Bible says his people perish due to a lack of knowledge. That's why it's time to become students. We can't have that. So the gifts that God gave us, it's time to give them back to him now. The messages that he give us to tell people, the things that he tell us to do, that we usually used to be like hesitant and be like, oh man, oh no. Now, it's like the cool down period is cut down. It's not a whole lot of playtime. It's not a whole lot of wiggle room, seriously. So we got to start like moving expeditiously, you hear me? So... again, we don't pull from darkness. We can't. We don't focus on haters. We don't talk about things that we don't like at great length. We don't just sit and have a conversation. Man, I was sad this happened, man. Somebody just, you know, I just need to vent out and talk about how sad I am. You know, we can talk about those things, but we have to, in that same conversation, be working towards a resolution. We have to. Now, there are times where we just need to, like, get stuff off of our chest. That's not what I'm talking about. That's his own thing. We need to let the person who we're doing that to, like we're venting to, we need to let them know beforehand, hey, I don't really want a whole lot of back and forth, but I do need to express some stuff, if that's okay. You feel what I'm saying? Like, let that person know what sport we're playing. Because if you don't, then you may end up getting, especially if you're talking to a guy, you might end up getting some options for solutions and stuff that you really didn't, you know, you didn't really want. But like, let's cut down on talking about things that we don't like, you know, problems at the job, problems at home, we don't want to keep talking about those things, because again, those will start running those background apps in our mind. Then those algorithms will write, and they'll just keep on giving us more posts about things that we don't like. So in those conversations, it's wise for us to try to incorporate things that speak life into the situation. And that's going to help us moving forward. Now I'm going to end this message here, because that is going to start my next episode. My next episode will be learning the art of speaking life. And I promise, guys, it's going to be very, very, very helpful. Very useful for what's going on, for what we're experiencing. A lot of things that people are experiencing in their lives, they don't realize that they're experiencing it because they said something in a conversation about a month and a half ago that they should not have allowed to be released from their lips, but they spoke life into it, and the situation that's in front of them is because of that. You know, people don't realize that your life is not something that happens to you. It's based on the experiences and the choice. I'm sorry, it's based on the choices we make in the experiences that we have. You know, it's not some just like weird mystical thing that I don't know how this happened. Like, we know how it happened. Well, we are why it happened, you know, in our lives. We are the reason why. So we have to look at what we can change to prevent that loop from being created. And then background apps. By the way, just a real small side note, those background apps, if they're fueled by darkness, those are what strongholds are. Strongholds are the things that continue to happen in our lives, even when we're not putting any energy into that lane anymore. You can say, oh, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this anymore. But because the true deliverance hasn't happened yet, that thing is still up and running. It's like a car, right? When you start a car up and it's running, you can take the battery out and it'll keep running, right? It'll just be powered because the alternator got it going. It's good. You can take that battery right out. The battery is the energy that you put into the sin. So whatever sin it is, whatever darkness it is, you put your battery in it, you put your energy into that. You crank that car up and get it moving, and you're like, you know what, man, I don't like this sin. I should stop this sin. And you just stop without truly repenting and asking for deliverance. That's just taking the battery out of the car. It's still running. That alternator got it firing on all cylinders. And that's a stronghold. Now, that illustration is not my own. That illustration I got from Pastor Stephen Darby. One of his sermons, he said, he gave the illustration. So I want to make sure I cite my sources. I'm not trying to take any credit from any words that are not originally given to me for me to deliver. So that illustration of the car battery and the alternator, that is Pastor Stephen Darby's. We want to be mindful of the things that we're discussing. We don't want to continue talking about things we don't want. We want to talk about the things that we do want to happen. We don't want to talk about things we don't like. We want to talk about things we do like. We want to only talk about problems to solve them. Problems are only to be solved, not discussed. Problems are only to be solved, not discussed. One more time. Problems are only to be solved, not discussed. Okay? That is a waste of time, and we have none to waste. If you have found any value in anything that's been said during this episode, I simply ask that you do a few free things. Stuff that don't cost you nothing. Like the video or audio, share it with someone that you believe will find value in it, and subscribe or follow, however you see this content. Stick around for more, because as I said, the next episode will be learning the art of speaking life. This has been another episode of Car Talk with Taz Angel. Good conversation you can ride to. I thank you guys for being here. I love you. I appreciate you. Namaste.